one piece of wisdom that sticks in my head. I heard it someplace, or it's something I read about someone or other whose grandmother said that life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to play solitaire. Get off your duff, it's time to begin. There's good deeds to do, and there's sins to be sinned, and there's not enough time to fit it all in. Life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to eat processed cheese or mealy tomatoes or third-rate Chinese or to live someplace dismal without any trees. And life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to play solitaire. Get off your duff, it's time to begin. There's good deeds to do and there's sins to be sinned, and there's not enough time to fit it all in. Life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to spend it alone or with folks that are mean or a long way from home, or to serve an obsession that isn't your own. And life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to fold underwear. Life is too short to play solitaire. Get off your duff, it's time to begin. There's good deeds to do and there's sins to be sinned, and there's not enough time to fit it all in. Life is too short to fold underwear. Yes, life is too short to fold underwear.
Company that is, hello, this is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, by ordinary telephone at 631-359-8728. And internet radio stations and streaming services like TuneIn, Streama, Simple Radio, and others, all listed at slbradio.org/radio. Today at 8:20, a movie you might really love that's about to be presented as a play, 12 Angry Men. We'll talk with Wayne Brenda about that play, which opens May 2nd at the new Hazlett Theater. Wayne is with Prime Stage. We also have an Herbs in Action feature from our podcast series. We'll talk about Resurrection Fern. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, we have Keystone Oaks School District students who are heading to the Nationals in the Odyssey of the Mind World Finals in Lansing, Michigan. We also have writers from the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards Program. And at 11 o'clock, a folk trio known as Acacia Wood. That plus puzzles and games and lots of fun and good cheer. Thanks for joining us here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
head and he went to bed and he, oh, he couldn't get up in the morning. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Come again some other day.
There you have Mustard's Retreat here at the Saturday Life Brigade. And raining it is right now on April 26th, 2025. It gave me that age-old problem today. With this, we left the back door of our house to our detached garage, and as we left the car to the door of the building in which our studios are located, what is the better strategy? Ricky wore a raincoat and a hood. I decided it's spring. I'm just don't have too much distance to go. I'll just not wear a jacket or hat or an umbrella and see what I can do. But are you better off running or walking? If you walk, theoretically, I suppose more raindrops may encounter you, but not with nearly as much force as when you're going to run. If you run, those drops are going to come at you. I kind of just did a mid-level trot, and consequently, I think you get wet either way, no matter what happens. But if you have a theory on that, I seem to remember somebody did the math on that years ago and proved that it doesn't matter. You're going to get just as wet if you rush versus if you don't rush. So maybe it's just behave like you ordinarily would.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before, and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
I'm going to ponder that subject for a little bit. Maybe I'll be able to find an answer. Or maybe you know one. Maybe you'll be able to come up with the answer to our pop quiz this morning. Today is the last day of National Volunteer Week. It began on April 20th, celebrating volunteers of all sorts. If you take the letters in the word volunteer, V-O-L-U-N-T-E-E-R, you should be able to use those letters to form at least 5 6-letter words. There actually are a few more, but can you form 5 6-letter words using the letters in the word volunteer? If you can, you'll have solved our pop quiz, and I hope you'll share your answers with us. You do know how to do that, don't you?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good morning to Mark in Slippery Rock. Also, Hello to Tom and McCandless checking in, and Tommy in Virginia has checked in to say hello this morning, as has Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio. And Jim in Blackridge, good morning to you as well. Aunt Susie is in Hancock, Maryland this morning. Good to hear from you. As always, Susie. Looking for five six-letter words that you can form using the letters in the word volunteer. Five six-letter words. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or you can use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
I'll light the fire. The flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs. Today. first robin will sing to tell us of the coming spring. The seasons change, they do, as we sing a song to you. The wind plays different melodies upon the grasses and the trees. We hear the music, no one knows where it comes from, where it goes, but still it comes on through as we sing a song.
Eliza Gilkison at the Saturday Light Brigade. The album is called Dark Ages, and Song to You is the name of that selection. We just added that to our library yesterday. And you probably recognized Our House before that, done by a group called The Wandering Hearts. The album is, coincidentally enough, Deja Vu. Well, I did find some information on the rain, and I posted it on our Facebook page. You can go to our Facebook page at SLB Radio and learn more about whether it is better strategically to walk or run when a rainstorm takes place. It uses physics, vectors, horizontal, vertical surfaces, velocity, and Greek letters and everything. No Bernoulli's law. But it's a good scholarly article. And it has a good scholarly conclusion, which hedges things a little bit. It's a good idea to lean forward and move quickly when you're caught in the rain. Leaning forward, however, increases S sub H, which would be the number of drops that hit you horizontally, so the article says. To really stay drier, you'll need to increase your speed enough to compensate for this. Or get a hat.
I got a house in Baltimore. $40 carpet on the floor.
We're looking for six-letter words hiding and volunteer when you rearrange the letters. Stu in McCandless says, retune, velour, and louver. L-O-U-V-E-R. Brian also came up with louver. As well as relent. John in Economy Borough has louver, neuter, avoir, relent, revolt, tenure. That's in there, isn't it? Taurine, unreal, and velour. Tenure is not one that I got, and I would like to think that I would have tenure by now. Brian also had taurine. And Tom in McCandless has revolt, revote, and he also got tenure. Fred listening with Linda together, the dynamic duo, have revolt, vol, lute, venture, and relent. These are all words of at least six letters that you can form from the word volunteer. Here comes Jim in Blackridge with louver, neuter, relent, retune, revolt, revote, tenure, terrine, unlove, unreal, R-E-E-L, like an, to unreal something from a spool, and a floor, venter, and vetoer. Those are great. Here's Tommy with revolt, relent, neuter, louver, spelled E-R or R-E, tenure, retune, velour, and taurine. Tommy is in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Linda, mentioned Linda and Fred's earlier. Jeff came up with louver, revote, and revolt, and then he said, would you take five-letter words in lieu of 5-6-letter words? And he gave us some of those, too. There's a lot more five-letter words in that string. Joe Hannah also shared some, and I think we've listed... Oh, she had one more, re-love. And Jim in Crafton Heights has revolt, renter, louver, velour, and turner, one who turns. Kathy is in Tiadesta, finally, with revolt, louver, retune, revote, relent, and unreal. Actually, a few more. Mark has revote, revolt, runlet, neuter, and avoir. And Sue in South Park with retune, venter, revolt, velour, and revote. Still a few more. Andrea. Oh, she has evolve as one of her one of the words, and then she had some five-letter ones as well. There are likely more. Thank you for participating. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up right around the corner with this morning's History Riddle broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Ralph and Jess's weekend off to a good start. Thanks for checking in at Facebook, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
is a baker and she works all night. She smiles like an angel on her mountain bike. She made the cookies and they taste just right. Jenny is a volunteer. Well, they open up the hall in the afternoon to help performers to stay in tune. They'll be cleaning up by the light of the moon. Let's hear it for the volunteers.
And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Oh, there goes Spike, he's seen it all. He's the one who let the curtain fall. I was changing clothes and I mooned you all. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Oh, Kathy is the one in the yellow pants. She loves the music but she can't dance. But with her computer now she writes grants. Let's hear it for the volunteers.
And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. Let's hear it for the volunteers.
The sound. Thunderstorm's coming and he looks around. He's all patched in but he's lost his ground. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Oh, it ain't for the money cause they work for free. We're a great dysfunctional family. It's all for the music and the company. Let's hear it for the volunteers.
And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Let's hear it for the volunteers.
And it's one, two, three, hey! Help them put the chairs away. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Let's hear it for the volunteers.
You've got Mustard's Retreat, and let's hear it for the volunteers, song to help mark the end of National Volunteer Week. And we were asked to play a little Herb Alpert, who's touring again at the age of 90. This is one of those songs recorded when music would bounce around in your head if you're wearing headphones or listening in stereo carefully with your speakers. They're doing quite a bit with it. Are you ready for our history riddle? It's just a few moments away.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. New Horizon Theater celebrates over 30 years of live theater in the Pittsburgh area with consistent quality cultural events reflecting African American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents the American Rhythm and Blues vocal group, The Spinners, at its annual event on Friday, May 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the O'Reilly Theater in downtown Pittsburgh. More information on New Horizon Theater's annual event is available at newhorizontheater.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A quick note of thanks before I forget to Martha, who sent a donation to SLB. I'm making this donation in honor of all that you all do for Pittsburgh and its families, and in deep appreciation for helping our community friendship spread the word about our annual festival. You guys are the best, as are you. And thank you, Martha, for your kind support, not just monetarily and not just through the kind letter you wrote, but throughout so many years. We appreciate your being in our corner. Here's this morning's Historiddle. Born in Columbus, Georgia, on April 26th, 1886, Gertrude Pridgett was her original name. As a teen performer bridging vaudeville and authentic Southern blues, she quickly rose to fame. After her 1904 marriage to a man whose nickname was Pa, she began performing using the name she's known by today. And that served as the inspiration for a 2020 film based on a 1982 August Wilson play. I'll repeat it in a minute. There's a lot going on there. But maybe you already know the correct answer. Do you think you have it?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here it is again, born in Columbus, Georgia, on April 26th, 1886, Gertrude Pridgett was her original name. As a teen performer bridging vaudeville and authentic Southern blues, she quickly rose to fame. After her 1904 marriage to a man whose nickname was Pa, she began performing using the name she's known by today, and that served as the inspiration for a 2020 film based on a 1982 August Wilson play. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. 1-888-752-7234. Or go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live. Good luck. Now, Warner Williams and Jay Sommerhauer.
Me and my baby walking down the street, meeting everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear, you gotta step it up and go. We were shooting dice, money on the floor. I come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear, you gotta step it up and go. Money on the floor, up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. beating everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knock on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go.
That's Del McCurry with a wish for the day. Rain, please go away. And the phones have really been ringing. You know, those devices where you put in 10 numbers and usually maybe you hit a button and then suddenly you're talking to somebody. And what's nice, since this medium relies on audio, we should really be a large rather than a medium. But anyway, I digress. We can put you on the radio. We're going to do that in a moment. But you could be on the radio with us as well, 412-200-5975 before Del McCurry, Werner Williams, and Jay Summer Hour. Here's our historiddle again for today. Born in Columbus, Georgia, on April 26th, 1886, Gertrude Pridgett, P-R-I-D-G-E-T-T, was her original name. As a teen performer bridging vaudeville and authentic Southern blues, she quickly rose to fame. After her 1904 marriage to a man whose nickname was Pa, she began performing using the name she's known by today. And that served as the inspiration for a 2020 film based on a 1982 August Wilson play. It just occurred to me, her name is also somewhat of a forecast for today as well. We'll get to the phones in just a moment, but let me share some correct answers. Jess in Mount Lebanon got it correct. He was among the very first to share his answer on Facebook. Stu in McCandless has it, so does Rich in Freeport. Tom in McCandless got it. He was asking if the movie was filmed in Pittsburgh. I don't know the answer. Ricky, maybe you could check to see if this movie was filmed in Pittsburgh. I'm not sure about that. Bruce in Ingram got the correct answer. Tommy in North Chesterfield got it. Mike in Mars knew the correct answer. So did Bob in Washington, PA. Jim in Blackridge. Richard here on the north side. And Larry in Elwood City. Got the correct answer and made a comment about her husband's nickname. John in Economy Borough also came up with it. Russ, listening in King, came up with the correct answer. King, North Carolina, that is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Grusin.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you so much.
The Van City Orchestra.
And does that get us up to date with correct answers? Oh, I see that Brian also came up with the right answer. Well done, Brian. And I believe Susie is about to join us. Is that you, Susie?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I got a couple hours of sleep.
I know the feeling. I will often wake up in the middle of the night, and I do the thing you're not supposed to do. I have the phone on my nightstand, and if I wake up feeling wide awake, I will look at things or look for a podcast to help me drift off to sleep. And that's not good for what the folks call sleep hygiene. But
yes. Oh, I am probably the worst with sleep hygiene. I find a Netflix movie that I like, and I think by now I have like a standard. I think I have like five different ones. I put it on my Amazon Kindle. Oh, you didn't hear me say Amazon. The Kindle Fire, and I just put the screen down so that it's good for the heat of the item, but it's also so that I don't get the visual part, and I just listen to that, and that's how I fall asleep.
I've tried to break myself of that habit, but I have listened to the radio while going to sleep since I was long as I can remember. Even when I was 4 or 5 years old, I would listen to Ed and Wendy King on Party Line on KDKA, and that's the way I was able to kind of direct my mind to focus on something else so I could fall asleep. So I don't think those habits are going to change much at this point.
There was a show that, you know, maybe some of the people that, you know, that are from my part of the world, I mean, my current part of the world, might know of, because it's this kind of music. The guy's name was Dick Ferry, and he had a folk show that was Sunday nights. I love Sunday night radio shows. They're like the best. Sunday night radio shows are the best. And he had a Sunday night radio show, and that's how I got introduced to Cindy Lauper. I can see her face as if it was right in front of me.
Could be Cindy Magson or...
No, Christine Lavin.
Oh, Christine Lavin.
And I even had heard of Sean Colvin before Pittsburgh people had at YEP. Because I moved to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my next radio station was YEP. But Sunday night, that's how I just drifted off.
I'll bet it was WAMU that you were listening to.
You know what? It wasn't.
Mm.
It wasn't. It was a commercial radio station. It was a commercial radio station that had this Sunday night radio station, Sunday night radio show with Dick Sary, and he knew everyone. And he would call him on the phone. Like, he would talk on the phone to Christine Lavin. He would talk on the phone to, you know, Peter Yarrow or whoever. Who I was listening to Peter Yarrow before you had to interrupt with your own show this morning.
Yes, he was on our best of. Some folks don't know we have a best of that runs 24/7 when we're not here Saturday morning.
Talking about Operation Something, WWW Operation Something, which is all about bullying.
Yeah, I feel terrible when we just have to abruptly, you know, 6 o'clock, get out the hook. But Christine's a good friend. It's been a while since we've had her on. But she's terrific. Well, I'm glad you knew answer to this. Who is it that we're looking for?
Ma Rainey.
Ma Rainey, indeed.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
And the movie, indeed, was filmed in the Pittsburgh area. John mentioned that he saw several North Side locations when the movie was being filmed. And... also, we checked the Internet Movie Database, and it confirms that there were scenes in the Pittsburgh area as well. Have you seen the movie or the play?
I have not seen the movie. I'm really bad with my August Wilson plays and movies. I mean, I know of them, but I think I saw The Piano. Or The Piano Lesson. I saw The Piano Lesson. And then I saw the one that came out, was it like, I want to say The Fence, but that's not right.
No, Fences. It's probably Fences, which came out recently. Working.
My brother and I were going to go see the movie that had the Hidden Figures, but Hidden Figures was sold out. And so I thought, well, let's see August Wilson.
Perfect.
It was for my birthday.
Well,
so, yeah.
Today happens to be the birthday party at the August Wilson House in the Hill District today. That's not, it's totally coincidental that we picked Ma Rainey as today's historiddle. But the block party is today, rain or shine, at the August Wilson House in the Hill District. And that is always a great event, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. In the heart of the Hill District. 185 vendors, all wow. In celebration of August Wilson. A lip sync battle, food trucks, a foam party. Sounds like a good day for it. It's at 1727 Bedford Avenue. And there's more information available at August Wilson Birthday Celebration.com. So that should be a fun day for folks today.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to get back on the road, but I might stop by and say hi to you guys on my way.
Well, you're welcome.
Into town.
Our doors are always open to you. Thanks. Take care. And congratulations to you if you knew Ma Rainey. That's who we were looking for this morning. And let's see if we can have her oblige. ¶¶
I'm going to show you the best. Ma Rainey's going to show you her black bottom. We're down in South in Alabama. I got a friend called Dancing Sammy, who's crazy about all the ladies dancing. Black bottom stomp and you baby fences. The other night at a fell affair, soon as the boys found out that I was there, he said, come on, Mom, let's go to the cabaret. When I got there, you ought to hear me say, for the cedar dance, you call the black bottom. I want to learn that dance. Oh, to see the dance you call your big black bottom. They put the end of dance. All the boys in the neighborhood, they say your black bottom is really good. Come on and show me your black bottom.
Now, I was going to say, it's a dance, the black bottom. And Ma Rainey was born Gertrude Pridgett. She married and began performing with Will Rainey. And Will Rainey was known as Pa, so her name became Ma to his Pa, Rainey, when they were married in 1904.
Now I'm going to show you my black bottom. They tell you to see that dance. They tell you to see me to my big black bottom.
And she was born today in 1886.
Oh, do it, Ma. Do it, honey. Let out now, Ma. You're getting...
August Wilson was born April 27th in 1945. From 1947, Ma Rainey and her Georgia Jazz Band with Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, if you knew the answer to our history riddle. I hope I acknowledged everybody with the correct answer. If I missed your name, my apologies. Russ also notes filming commenced July 8th in Pittsburgh with sets converted into 1927 Chicago. I remembered that. And filming wrapped about a month later here in the Pittsburgh area. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations, streaming services, and other online methodologies at SLVRadio.org/radio.
Song, you know that nothing used to bring me down till the day I fell in love with you. And baby, that's the day I found you. Got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, does a good time man like me ain't got
want to see your face. All the things you're doing, that this boy's mine, it's an absolute disgrace.
You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh, Lord, how's a good time man like me?
Sodom Scene with their interpretation of a Jim Croce song. Jim in Blackridge has been an SLB listener for well over 40 years and can't imagine a Saturday morning without it. After retiring 17 years ago, he joined the Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society, known as PARS, to spend some time with one of his cousins, and he's been collecting brands and models of radios, and PARS has its big Tri-State Radio Festival Sunday, tomorrow, at Center Stage Banquet Hall in Manaca, 1495 Old Broadhead Road. It goes from 8:30 until noon with an auction at 11:30. He mentions you might see a radio you remember from grandma's house or from the home you grew up in. Jim will have an Art Deco radio. I don't know if it's Jim's, but it's going to be one of the raffle prizes. He'll be at the check-in table to greet you. The location is about 15 miles west of the airport, and again, the address is 1495 Old Broadhead Road. Jim, we hope that event goes well tomorrow, and thank you for letting us know the nonprofit Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society does its best to take those radios and just make great things out of them, meaning bring them back to their original beauty. Might be changing capacitors, changing tubes, whatever it is. They do great work. That's all happening tomorrow.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of 12 Angry Men takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's Northside from May 2nd through 11th. As part of its 28th season of strength, voices, and hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
I am thrilled to let you know that our summer camps are filling up fast, but not so fast that there is not still room for you. I'm even more happy to let you know that we have full and partial scholarships that are still available. If you are between the ages of 12 and 18, or if you know somebody with kids in their family or circle of friends between the ages of 12 and 18, I hope you'll let them know about our summer camps. They offer students a one-of-a-kind experience at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices heard. The camp schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. More information at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Well, now it is time to play charades on the radio. It's time for this morning's Brigade Charade Puzzle. You know how this works? We're going to give you clues for each syllable of what this week is a 3-syllable word. And we hope you'll sound out the word based on the clues that we give you. And if you successfully sound out the word, or are pretty sure you have done so, I...